This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CU Boulder is moving all classes to remote learning for at least 2 weeks. CPR's Paolo Schultzera reports.
CU officials say a small population of students have forced the university to take action. Vice Chancellor Patrick O'Rourke says he hopes the threat of temporary suspension will contain the spread of COVID-19, but there's no guarantee that students will follow the safety guidelines.
What we have heard from the students is that what they want to be able to do most is to continue their education. If they are consistent in what they value, then this is a tool that we can use in order to try to ensure that occurs.
Classes go fully remote starting Wednesday. Testing at CU has confirmed over 760 cases of COVID-19 since the semester began less than a month ago. I'm Paolo Schultzera, CPR News.
Denver was in the 90s on Saturday for the 74th time this year, breaking the record. Meteorologist Todd Dangers says the increased number of hot days set the stage for major wildfires this summer.
If you go back to the early 90s, the most 90-degree days that Denver had ever seen was around 60. So now that we're here in 2020, and over the course of 30 years or so, there's been an additional 2 weeks of these 90-degree days.
Danker says 90-degree days are also coming later and later in Colorado. 85 in Denver, 72 in Vail. It is 84 degrees in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.